In the words, they're both called Einor. Rav Tarfon holds what's called Einor, 1/3. The Rabbanon holds what's called Einor, you're jipping the person, 1/6. Now, if you jip him less than that, the Gemara thought that according to both of them, it's a taksai malacha. According to Rabbanon, if you charge a little bit less than 1/6, according to Rav Tarfon, if you charge a little bit less than 1/3, it should have the exact same halacha. It starts like this. Iyam with bishleima, if you're going to tell me, Iyam with bishleima, pachis mishtus, l'rabbonin, bichdei sheyiru l'tagir, oy l'kroivoy. You want to tell me that bishleima, that pachis mishtus rabbonin, according to Rabbonin shita, that if he charges you less than 1/6, so then, that we say, it's a mechila, that you can't get the money back, that's only if he waited already the time that he had enough to go home and show to other merchants or to his kroivim and then come back and complain. In other words, if he would come back to complain right away, to say, listen, you charged me more than I expected, even though it's less than 1/6, he has the right to get it back. So that's one way. According to Rav Tarfon, Kol Hayon, according to Rav Tarfon, the halacha is that the lokeach has the right to come and complain and say nothing doing the whole day. In other words, if you charge me less than 1/3, which according to Rav Tarfon is not called Einor, but when do we say it's called a mechila, that you have a right to keep the extra money? Only after the whole day passes by. But throughout that whole first day, the lakeach has the right to come back and complain, listen, you charged me more than I expected, I want my money back. If so, if that would be the pshat, then mishum hochi chozru. That's why it's very good why the Tagrim and Lud retracted. They did not like what Rav Tarfon said. They would rather go after the Rabbonin. Because according to the Rabbonin, he could only retract within an hour or two, whereas according to Rabbi Tarfon, the lokeach could retract the whole day. So they have more to lose, according to Rabbi Tarfon, than according to the Rabbonin. Again, even though Rabbi Tarfon is a bigger makel, he says you have a right to charge up into 1/3. It's only when you charge 1/3 more, that's called Einor. Then you have an Issa Einor. But if you charge less than 1/3, there's no Issa, you're allowed to charge less than 1/3. Still, the Tagrim didn't like what Rav Tarfon said. Why? Because you're telling me now, even when he charges less than 1/3, the lakeach still has the right to come and get it back. The lakeach is not moichel right away. It's only a mechila that you can keep it if he waits, according to Rabbanan, an hour or two. According to Rav Tarfon, he waits the whole day. But he has the whole day to come back and say, listen, nothing doing. You charged me too much. You charged me a fourth. More than less than 1/3. You charged me 1/4. I don't like it. So then it's good why they have a chayzer. Because they don't have anything to gain beholding by Rav Tarfon, they have more to gain beholding by the Rabbanin. Because according to the Rabbanin, the lokeach could only be chayzer an hour or two. Once the hour or two pass by, he can't be chayzer. So if we charge him less than 1/6, chutz will be able to keep what we charged. But according to Rav Tarfon, even though we could charge up into 1/3, but when we charge that much, the lokeach will be smart like he has the whole day, he'll come and retract and say nothing doing. You charged me too much, I want that money back. Therefore, the Tagrim, the merchants in Lud, decided would rather hold like the Rabbanin, that he could only retract within an hour or two, rather than holding like Rav Tarfon, that they could retract the whole day. That would be good shot. But Eli Yamrit, but if you want to tell me that Pachis Mishus L'Rabbanin, that according to the Rabbanin Shita, whenever you charge less than 1/6, like normal profit, when you sell something, and the seller charges less than 1/6 profit, you want to tell me then, La'altar Heaven Mechila, that the Melech is allowed to do it. And the lokeach also is like meichel right away. As soon as the lokeach pays the money for it, that's it. They can't retract anymore. It's a mechila right away. I only charge you less than 1/6. There's no isser or no involved. So therefore the sale takes place, and you can't retract at all. If you want to tell me that's the pshat, if so, Ula Rebbe Tarfon. What should be according to Rebbe Tarfon? Nami. It should be the exact same look according to Rebbe Tarfon. That li'alto have a mechila. That any time the sale went through, and he charged you less than 1/3, even though it's a drop less than 1/3, that's not called Einor, according to Rav Tarfon. If he sold you something worth $24 for $31, that's not called Einor. He charged you less than 1/3 more. So, and then the pshat is that lekech, as soon as he pays for it, is called in the chila right away. He can't get back his money. So if so, these merchants, amai chozru b'di Rav Tarfon, why did they retract? For Rav Tarfon's halacha, lechura nichalu tfei. Does Amai Chazu, why do they retract from Rav Tarfon? Well, it doesn't make sense. Nichol lehu tfei demai de rabbonim ka meshavi le'yanoa. Le Rabbi Tarfon had a mechila. Like, why should they retract? According to the Rabbonin Shita, once you charge him 1/6 more, for 1/6 alone it becomes Einor. That's a lock of Einor. And therefore, the lakech has a right to retract. And if you charge him more than a sixth, then it's botla nekach. Whereas according to Rabbi Tafin, you have a right to charge up to a third. As long as you charge a drop less than a third, everything is okay. You're telling me it's called mechila right away. That as soon as lakeach pays for it, that's it, the sale is said, you can't retract it. So why did these merchants retract? Like, of course, it makes more sense to hold like Rav Tafin than to hold like Rabbanan. According to Rav Tafin, you have a right to gain legally the heter up to a third. Whereas according to the Rabbanan, you could only gain a sixth, not more. So it doesn't make any sense why the Tagrim were retracted from Rav Tafin, hold like Rabbanan. So this should be a proof to say that the Shalom we have, that even the Halacha is less than a shtus, when I charge you less than a sixth, still the Halacha is that we say it's a mechila, that Lakeach has no right to come back and complain, that's only if he does it right away. That's only if he doesn't come back within the hour or two, within the time he has to go home and show it to people. But if he comes back right away, he has a right to retract. But since he has a right to retract, then the Rabbanan, then the Tagrim would rather hold like the Rabbanan Shittah, that they could only retract for an hour or two, how long it takes to go home and show the Kerovim, rather than holding like Rav Tafin, that according to Rav Tafin, they could retract the whole day. So then it makes sense. But if you're telling me, though, that the halacha is once you charge less than I know, it's a mechila right away, it doesn't make any sense that you change from Rav Tafin to the Rabbanan. Samara says, no. Me Savrit, who told you to hold that pachis mishlish l'Rav Tafin, ki pachis mishtus l'Rabbanan dami, who told you that less than a third according to Rav Tafin would have the exact same halacha as less than a sixth according to the Rabbanan? No. Loi, I'll tell you, mishtus v'yachlish, whenever you charge from one-sixth to a third, the Rabbi Tafin, kishtus atzim of the Rabbanan dami. There's the same halacha like a shtus by itself according to Rabbanan, maybe. That's kishtus atzim of the Rabbanan dami. So Rashi says, mishtus v'yachlish Rabbi Tafin. Heavy I know. It has a halacha like a no. Once you charge from a sixth to a third, it's also called a no according to Rabbi Tafin. And it's kishtus atzim of the Rabbanan. They have the same halacha like Kishtus according to Rabbanan. If so, where's the whole machlokes then, Rabbi Tafin and Rabbanan? That's what Rabbanan say. Once you charge more than a sixth, automatically the mechir is bottled, it's not a mechir anymore, it's only a loch of one-sixth that the mechir is chal, you have to pay back the money. But if you charge more than a sixth, it's called bitl hanekach. That's what the Rabbanan hold. On this, Rabbi Tafin argues and says no. Meshavi lo I know. He charges it to be I know. And the yodol alel yoino, and his hand is above. The alib of the Rabbanan shneim chayzerim. And according to Rabbanan, no, they both can be chayzer. But according to Rabbi Tafin, they both can't be chayzer. It's yodol yoino, as loch like I know. Maybe that's the whole machlokes. But ein achanami, less than a shtus, according to everybody, is a mechila right away, maybe. Just from a shtus until a third, that's the machlokes. That according to the Rabbanan, it's called a vitul nekach right away. And according to Rabbi Tafin, it's not a vitul nekach right away. There's a law like a regular din of I know that they could retract. He has time to retract. According to Tafin, he could retract the whole day. If so, what did the Tagrim, what did the dealers feel happy when they first heard Rabbi Tafin's halacha? Rabbi Tafin said in the Mishnah that I know is only one-third. So if you're telling me though now that from one-sixth to one-third is not really yours, it has loch of Aino, that the lekeach has the right to come and take it back, so what did the Tagrim feel happy for? So Mar says, Tivshit Yishving Araya then, Tebitu Mekech L'Rabbonon L'Yoylam Chayzer. I'd say that's why they felt happy. Said according to the Rabbonon Shita, whenever you charge more than a sixth, the loch is, the lekeach has the right to retract and say later when he finds out you charged me more than a sixth, that's a real jip. And that's more than I know. And he has a right to say, nothing doing, it's a bit lamekach. And how long could Lakeach do this for? Loilam. No matter how long it is, he could always do this. Lierlam, he could do it. Rabban Lierlam Chayzer. Techivan, yeah. So therefore, that's the Rabbanan Shita. Now it's very good. According to Rabbi Tafin, it's not that way. According to Rabbi Tafin, from a sixth until a third, has a lachol like I know itself. I know itself, the Lakeach could only come and claim his money back that day. If he waits more than a day, he can't come and collect his money back. So therefore, at the beginning, they felt much more happier according to Rabbi Tafin than according to the Rabbanan. Because according to the Rabbanan, once I charge you more than a sixth, Lakeh could always come and claim it back. But according to Rabbi Tafin, he cannot always come and claim it back. According to Rabbi Tarfon, up until a third has a loch of a noah. Even a third has a loch like a noah. So from a sixth until a third has a loch of a noah. That the mechir is not botul yerlum. It's only the lakeich has a right to come back and complain and get his money back. Get the extra money. And that is only a term limit for it. So at the beginning, the Targum felt very good. Here Rabbi Tarfon's shot. But the chivon, the yomlu Rabbi Tarfon. Once Rabbi Tarfon said back to them, the chivon, the yomlu Rabbi Tarfon. Heavy I know, when Rabbi Tarfon told the merchants that you should know up until the third, it's called I know, that it's not bottle yelom, samchu. So they felt very good. But kiyom alahu, but when Rabbi Tarfon told back to them, kol hayoim chazru, that lakech has a whole day, has the right a whole day to come and complain back, the chisalka daitcho, the bitul nekach l'rabonon, v'chtei shiyu l'tagir v'l'kroivoy, v'may samchu. Because these, now that's what we want to prove now. That according to the Rabbonin, that once you charge more than a sixth, you could be chayzer loylam. Because these, Sankar Badiv, you're going to tell me, the bitul nekach l'rabonon, that no, according to the Rabbonin, even when he charges you more than a sixth, even if he charges you more than I know, that the lochar is, it's a bitul nekach, so lakeach has the right to come back and say, I don't want to sell anymore. It's only b'chdei shiyir l'tagir l'kroivoy. It's only the time, it's only by b'chdei that he could, that is b'chdei shiyir l'tagir. Or l'kroivoy, it's also only that he could retract this hour or two. If so, to my somchu. So then what did the tagrim feel happy about? They should have been much more happy. What do they feel better for? According to Rabbi Tarfon, they don't gain anything. If according to the Rabbanan, even more than a sixth, it's also not a bitul nekach l'yerlum. It's only for the hour or two, so what do they gain by holding by Rav Tarfon? According to Rabbanan Shita, once an hour or two goes by, that's it. The Meicha keeps it. So what do they feel so happy about holding like Rav Tarfon? But my Somcha, what do they gain by Rav Tarfon? So Mara says, no, still they gain something. Hatayo Simcha, they were happy, b'shtus atzmo. The Locha, they only charge you exactly one-sixth more. To the Rabbi Tarfon, according to Rabbi Tarfon, Nechila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, they only charge you one-sixth. That's called the Nechila, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Ula Rabbanan, I know. But according to Rabbanan, it's called I know. Therefore, we're bringing a proof flow with small mistaken to say that our first shiloh, that you say that less than a shtus is called mechila, that also with his man. It's only if he comes and complains and asks it back right away. But he doesn't come and ask it back, it's not a mechila loyla. It's not a mechila right away. So it's therefore fitting good why the Tagrim held more, felt happy when the first held like a batachim. Now the Gemara says, Ibolio, I have a question like this. Now we ask the question itself. Bito nekach l'rabbonim. According to the Rabbonin Shita, when he charges you more than a sixth, that we say if you charge more than a sixth, that's more than the din of Einor, that the tilkos Einor, that the mechir is bottle. Is l'yolam chayzer? Is it a pshat whenever the lakech wakes up even a month or a year later, he could retract? Or do we maybe know, d'ichdei shiyir ol atagir ol akroivoy? Maybe he only has the same hour or two, the time that he goes home and shows it to another merchant, or shows it to his craving. And once he accepts it then, that's it. We say he accepted the extra money, and it's like a mechila. That's our shayla. When he charges more than a sixth, does lakech always have a right to complain, to get his money back, say to bitul mekach, or only for an hour or two? Now, v'im tim slen, if you're going to tell me, no, there's a time limit here. It's only v'chdei shiyir l'tagar l'kroivoy, even though he charged you more than a sixth. That you have a right to make a bitul mekach out of it, to say you want the sale to go. You don't want it anymore. You want to retract. That's only in this first hour or two, the time you have to go and show it to someone, and then you should come back and complain right away. But if you don't come back to complain right away, then we say for sure you know what's going on, and you're Michael. If so, then my ikar ben shtus liyester ashtus. If so, what would be the difference then between the ikar halach of a shtus itself, or more than a shtus? In both cases, it's the same thing. That he only has an hour or two to come back and complain. So, once an hour or two goes by, in both places the Mechila is Chal. So, what's the difference? Gemara says, no, that's not the Kasha. I'll tell you, Ikra, there's a difference. The Yilu Shtus, if I only charge you a sixth more, I'll tell you, Misha Nisana, the one that got gypped, Chayzer, he has the right to retract. Like, his hand is Eliyona. He has the right to say, listen, either pay me back the extra dollar you charge me, or else I want no Mekach to be bottled. But only the one that got gypped could be Chayzer. The other one that did not get gypped, cannot be chayzer. But v'yilu yester ashtus, whenever you charge more than a sixth, then alachrish neyem chayzerin. They both have a right to be chayzer. So therefore, therefore we have a good shayla. There is a difference between shtus itself and more than a shtus. So we have a shayla according to the Rabbanim. When he charges you more than a sixth, that more than a sixth was saying alachrish is called bitul nekach, that he has a right to retract, is it only within the first hour or two that he goes home and shows it to his Kreuzim, he should come right back and complain? And if he doesn't come right back, we say he was Michael, he gave in. Rest maybe no, as long as he's a want, he could do it. Zmar says, Toshima, come in here. Chosbu divricha come in. It says in the Mishnah again that this Tagri Lud, the merchants in Lud, after they heard what Rav Tafan has to say, that he has the Elokeach has a right to retract the whole day, not only an hour or two, so they figured, we don't want you, Rav Tafan. They will chos the dir chacham. They wanted to better hear what the chacham has to say. So it's like this: Iyam rid bishleim a bitul nekach lerabbanin dichtei sheyir latager oy lekroyvoi. If you tell me now that bitul nekach, when they charge you more than a sixth, according to rabbanin, when could lekeach retract? Only that first hour or two. Dichtei sheyir latager, long as it takes you to show it to another merchant oy lekroyvoi. Ulu Rabbi Tarfin, according to Rabbi Tarfin, kol hayoyim knows lekeach has the right to retract the whole day. And so, Mishum Hochi Chazru. That's why they went to retract and they would rather hold, like the Rabbanan Shita. Because, according to the Rabbanan, the Lekeach could only retract within the first hour or two. If he doesn't retract then, the Meicha gains on the deal. Whereas, according to Rabbi Tafin, the Lekeach has the right to retract the whole day. So it's good why they went back to the Rabbanan Shita. But early, if you want to tell me, Bito Nekech LeRabbanan, that according to the Rabbanan Shita, when you charge more than a sixth, that we say the lachar is the mechir is batal, and how long could lakech be chayzer? If you want to tell me, li'olam chayzer, he could always come and retract, there's no time limit. And so am I chazru, for the Rav Tafin. Why did the Tagri Lud, why did the merchants there go back from Rav Tafin held? How could they hold back to Rabbanin? According to Rabbanin Shita, once you charge more than a sixth, which is way less than a third, it's a bitl nekech no matter what. The lakech can come back even a year from now and come and complain. But according to you, Rav Tafrin, you can't retract. It's not a bitul nekach yet. It's only a halach of Eino. And the halach of Eino is, you can't retract the Erlam. So why should they be chayzer from Rav Tafrin? So Mara says, no. Nichalu tfei, to come a shavi le'yano, kol hayayim, v'sula bitul nekach. But this part of the kasha. Nichalu tfei, to come a shavi le'yano, kol hayayim, v'sula bitul nekach. They should rather like what Rav Tafrin says. That it's only called enough for one day, that's all. That's all he could retract is one day. And then it won't be a bitul nekach anymore. So this is part of the kasha. Why did the merchants like what the Rabbanan said? They should still stick with Rabbi Tafin. According to the Rabbanan, once you charge more than a sixth, that's it. The lekeach could always retract. You lose out your money. Whereas according to Rabbi Tafin, when you charge more than a sixth, we're saying it has lacha like I know. The lacha of I know is, when could lekeach come and complain, get his money back? Only that day? But once the day goes by, he can't get his money back anymore. So the Moichrim should have been more happier with Rabbi Tafin than the Rabbanin. So Mara says, no, I'll tell you. So Mara says, Bitum nekach l'shchiach, I tell you no, the Tagrim wanted to be chayzik because they figured to charge more than a sixth is not so shchiach. That's not what we usually do. Usually what we do is, we charge, let's say, less than a sixth. So if we charge less than a sixth, then it's a big difference. That according to the Rabbanan Shita, he could only retract within an hour or two. After that, he can't retract anymore. Whereas according to Rabbi Tafin, they can retract within the whole day. So since what usually happens is when you sell something, usually you only charge like less than a sixth anyway, since so they would rather hold the way Rabbi Tafin, or else they only charge a sixth, not more than that, so therefore they would rather hold like the Rabbanan Shita, not less than a sixth. Let's say they charge only a sixth, but to charge more than a sixth is lo shchiach. But a sixth is shchiach, let's say. So they would rather hold like Rabbanan Shita, that when we charge you a sixth, the lakeach only has the right to come and complain to get his shtus back only the first hour or two. But once the first hour or two goes by, they can't get it back. Whereas according to Rabbi Tafin's psak, he said, kol hayayim, so you have a right to come and retract the whole day. That's why they did not like what Rabbi Tafin said. They would rather go back to what the Rabbanan said. All right, turn over. Omar Rabba. Rabba says like this. Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Tochus mishtus, nikne mekach. Whenever he charges less than a sixth, that's it. Less than a sixth is not called, it's not called oino, and therefore the sale takes place, and it's called a mechila. The Chur means to say it's a mechila right away. The Rashi says, la'altar. Because if he charges you, the halacha is like we just said. The halacha is if he charges you less than a sixth, so the sale takes place. And lakeach cannot be chayzer at all, not even right away, not even the first hour or two. But that's a svar, it's called mechila right away. So whenever he charges you less than a sixth, that's it. You pay for it, the sale takes place. Yes, Rashtus, Let's say it charges you more than a sixth. Bitul mekach. Then the mechir is batal. Yeah. Shtus. What if he only charges you 1/6? Then kana, the mechir takes place. Or master right now, and he also has a right to complain and get back the extra money he charged you. And these last two halachas, that we say more than a shtus, is called bitul mekach. That's only if he comes and complains right away. He has to come back an hour or two later. The same as that we say, the sixth they charge you, he has the right to come and get it back. That's only if he comes and complains right away. The day during that time that he goes home and shows it to another merchant, or shows it to his craven. But if he waits longer than that, we say again it's called Mechila, and he can't get it back anymore. Tani Kabos the Rabbi, we learn like Rava. Says, I know, Pokos, Mishtos, Nikta Mekach. The Mechila takes place, Mashma, that's it. Yes, the Mashtos will charge you more than a sixth, but to Mekach. Shtus, I charge you exactly a sixth. Kona, umachzer, I know. Divrei, Rabbi Nosin, Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei, Rabbi Nosin. Rabbi Yehuda, Nosin, Yomer. Yad, Meicher, El, Yoyna. No, the Meicher has the upper hand. Right, some, Oloi, Tain, Li, Mekach, give me back my Mekach. Oi, Tain, Li, Mash, and Isoni, what I lost out. But the Zev is there, so clearly all these halachas are, the Cheshir, the Tagar, the Kroivoi. That we say we charge more than a sixth. That you say exactly a sixth, you can only retract within that first hour or not. That they both hold. The Rashi said, the only machlek is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that Rav of left lay the Rav of Yod Lal Yoyna. The Masis and Svilik Rav Nasin the Breitzer. Came on Rav Nasin Dainahu. They hold like Rav Nasin that there's no such Shvara as the Yad Meicher Al Hal Yoyna. Now, Ad Mosai Mutl Hasad. Till how long could you retract? So Mosai says, Amr Rav Nachman. Lo Yishanu Elu Lekeich. That's what the Mishnah says, you can only retract within the first hour or two. That's only a question if the Lekeich was jipped. Because when the Kayach takes it home, he goes home and should show it to people. And he should realize that he got gypped or not. So he knows that he got gypped, he should come back and return it. But the Meicher Liyodim Chayzer, he could always retract. Because he doesn't have the Chayvitz with him. So he doesn't realize it. So he has time later to wake up, therefore even later he could retract. Naiman Masalim being a Raya. Chazul Dira Chomim. Says the Mishnah, the Tag Vilud returned back to the Chomim. So Yam with Fishlein and Meicher Liyodim Chayzer. Tell me now the Meicher always has the right to retract. That's why they went back to what the Rabbanan said. But she's saying, why you meichrin? They were the meichrin. The enen of Yaakov is the man, hachazor the Rabtaf and Shraf, to the Rabbanan leolam chayzrin. Therefore, they rather hold back the Rabbanan shita. Eliyam rit meichrin namik lakechdom, and also meichrin is only like lakeach. So my nafkul eminei, why did the Tagrin lud? Why didn't they hold back Rabtafrin? Ki eich ad yavle Rabbanan tekant lakeach, hachinam yavle Rabbanan tekant lakeach. So what the game? Gemara says, Tagre Lud lo shchir to toy. But Tagre Lud wasn't shchir, they didn't make any mistakes. The Moichah didn't make any mistakes. They knew what they were doing. There's only a question, Lakech, they'll jip Lakech. So therefore, as far as Lakech goes, they would rather hold that to Rabbanan Shita, that he could only retract within the first hour or two, than hold like a Tafrin, that he has a whole day to retract. Or if you're Zichna, the Gorim Bachoma, Zovin Chamra. Yeah, alright, come on. I will stop here. So you hold that nun aleph amar aleph. So top gemara. Just let's go again when the two dots it just was that al mosfei mutla hafter. Amar Rav Nachman l'shon mel lakeach. It's only the lakeach, the one that's buying it. He only has the right to retract within the hour or two. Avo meicher aliyolam chayzer. He only has the right to retract. If the meicher got jipped, he could always come back and ask back for the yoinor. So let me bring you proof because it says chazul divrei chachamim. Says in the Mishnah that the tagrei lud. At the end, return back to what the Chum said. That's like this. If you're going to tell